Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
On this 4th and 20th.
Day of March.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today, what's today's scripture, honey?
Today's scripture is the next verse out of Isaiah 41. We read Isaiah 41:13 yesterday. Today is Isaiah 41:14. People of Israel, don't worry. Though others may say Israel is only a worm, I am the holy God of Israel who saves and protects you.
Wow.
I guess you could go to say that even though the enemy has he could have people calling you names, the Lord your God has your back.
Amen.
I love that.
I do too.
Amen.
Today's call, we're going to discuss seven ways to increase your wisdom.
I like that even better.
If we lack knowledge, well, it's our fault because knowledge is available. Psalm 119:66, New Living Translation. I believe in your commands. Now teach me good judgment and knowledge.
Hallelujah.
That's good. It's been said that if you don't like where you are in life, chances are there's something you don't know yet. How do we get knowledge and wisdom? We seek them. Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. Increased wisdom will prepare you to move outside of your comfort zone.
Mm.
I want to ask you seven questions. You know, just answer yes or no.
First, do you read your Bible on a daily basis? You know how we encourage this. Yes, you do, or no, you don't. That's just really the long and the short of it. But not reading your Bible on a regular and making it a daily basis is not doing you any good. It's not hurting the Bible. It's hurting you. What would be read, why would we read one book and has all the answers to every question we're going to face? And he gives it to us just a little by little, line upon line. Point is, if we're too busy to read the Bible, then we need to rearrange our priorities. In Matthew 22:29, Jesus gives us these amazing word, this amazing word of wisdom. This is in the New Living Translation. Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God.
Wow.
How do we know the scriptures and how do we know the power of God? We read the Bible. And that's how we know, and that's how he puts wisdom into us all the time. if we make a mistake if we don't know the scriptures, because the truth of the matter is you cannot claim the word if you don't know it.
That's it.
So I always used to like the old saying, 1 week without the word leaves us weak. There may be
that's
a
good.
Week in a week. But anyway, point being is not only that, but our failure to know the word leaves us without knowing how to use the power in the face of the adversities of life. If you know how to put the word to work, you will be able to defeat the enemy much quicker. Listening to the words of two former presidents, both of whom we have an admiration for. One is Ronald Reagan, says, within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems man faces.
So true.
And Theodore Roosevelt said, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education.
Hallelujah.
I could jump on a couple of those. But 1 Timothy 4:13 will get us straight out of the Word. 1 Timothy 4:13 says, till I come, devote yourself to public and private reading, to exhortation, preaching, and personal appeals, and to teaching and instilling doctrine. Need another reason why you need to read your Bible every day, other than you're going to walk out of your house soaring as opposed to dragging along?
That's true.
Romans 15:4, Classic Amplified. For whatever was thus written in former days was written for our instruction, that by our steadfast and patient endurance and the encouragement drawn from the scriptures, we might hold fast to and cherish hope. And I might throw in one other thing quickly. Reading the Proverbs, there was times I read the Proverbs for years. I read the Proverb every day. You cannot go wrong reading the Proverbs. It gives us such wisdom.
It does. Second, do you take notes on what you've read?
There you go.
When you read and study the Bible, always have pen and paper close by or your favorite electronic toy of choice to record whatever stirs in you. Our definition of Bible study is to learn what the Bible teaches so you can apply it to your life. When reading the Word, provoke yourself by asking the following questions. What does the Scripture say? Have you read the passage in several different translations? How does that passage, what does it mean to you in the context of biblical times? How can I apply these Scriptures to my daily life? James 1:19, Classic Amplified. Understand this, my beloved brethren, that every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry. As we read the Word, we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and write down what's been said to us.
And guess what? Third, does the Holy Spirit bring things to your remembrance as you read and take notes? You know what it says. Are you ready? John 14:26. You may not know the address. I had to be reminded. John 14:26, Classic Amplified, says, but the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, He is all those things, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and He will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. That is just such a powerful verse, and He does bring to your remembrance. If there's things that drop in your mind on occasion, well, that's the Holy Spirit bringing things to your remembrance. This is great personalization. He will teach Lawrence all things. He will cause Lawrence to recall, will remind him of, bring to his remembrance everything that I have told Lawrence. Hallelujah. And you can personalize that for yourself. He will teach Dave all things, and He will cause Dave to recall, will remind him of and bring to his remembrance everything that I have told Dave. So make that your daily prayer. And you can make this one. Are you ready? Heavenly Father, in the strong name of Jesus, I ask that You allow me to remember and recall everything I've read in the Word. Give me an ear to hear the promptings of the Holy Spirit, this and every day that follows. Hallelujah and amen.
Fourth, are you reading any book other than the Bible at this very moment? Some people think the only book they should ever read is the Bible. Now, without question, the first book that you should always read every day is the Word of God. However, we believe the Holy Spirit stirs men and women of God to put their anointed teaching and preaching into book form. We recommend that you spend an hour each day reading a book or listening to CD, MP3, or whatever electronic streaming method you have. Listen to things that will strengthen your faith, stir your spirit, encourage your heart. Over the years, when visiting bookstores, I always ask the Lord to reveal to me what books I should buy. As a result, I purchase books that sometimes sit on my shelves for months and years, but at just the right time, I have the book that I was led to. At any given moment, I'm reading 3 or 4 different books.
Fifth, is the book motivational, inspirational, and practical? You need that. The Bible has all of those. But you need to ask yourself, does the book that I want to read pass the Philippians 4:8 test? Philippians 4:8 says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. That's out of the Message Bible. Let me tell you this too. People who write books have put a lifetime of their experience. You just need to be led of the Holy Spirit. Lifetime of their experience. So, if it costs $20 for a book that can change a person's life, it'd be worth it.
Amen.
although we don't read, I don't generally read fiction, Christian or whatever, fiction and all that. It's fine. It's okay to do so. I actually think of the writings of C.S. Lewis and others who wrote the fiction for the kids with the allegories and whatever. The stories could be spiritual allegories. They can be historical fiction. Whatever, you know, you place on your bookshelves, you're trying to increase your skill if you're trying to, you know, increase your skill for the workplace. The point is to read from the things that inspire you to be, number one, a better person. Of course,
you know,
the
honey,
Bible does.
I always enjoy reading the dummy books.
Yeah, well, those aren't even Christian, but you could get some stuff out of that if you have to learn quickly.
God wants us to be learners and
desire wisdom.
Absolutely.
It won't all come from, well, everybody is God's creation, just some people don't know it yet.
True. Six, are you taking notes as you read this book? If something stirs in you, the best way to retain it is to write it down. Sometimes, honey, and I know you do this too, as we read books, teaching topics stir in us.
Yes.
For instance, personally, I was recently reading a book when the author told the story of a man who was seeing white spots. He went to the doctor and had a battery of tests done on him to discover that the shirts he was wearing were 1 inch too small. That's why I was seeing white spots. You know, I was stirred to write 7 white spots to avoid. I just wrote down the title. At some point, the Holy Spirit will prompt me to finish the teaching. For the teaching title or an idea at work or your family or just your own spiritual growth, write it down.
That's it. Seventh, does the Holy Spirit stir things in you as you listen to our calls every day? We have a friend in Florida named Lejeune. She writes everything, writes notes all the time. She has notebooks full. Bless her precious heart. Today is our Rich Thoughts call for the day since
January 1st,
2013.
Wow. I think we're almost at 3,400 now.
Wow. So these inspirational, you know, for the calls and the efforts is the unction of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, like Harold says, you have to wait to get it. But he's always giving out new information to us every day. Every day is a new day. So anyway, the point being is there are just so many, many, excuse me, days that we can, well, just get inspiration to be, we want to jump start your day. That's the whole point. We want to jump start your day so that when you go out, you are ready, willing and able to take on the day. Try to give you scripture. The point is to just put something in your heart, your mind, your spirit that's going to be uplifting, like we said, and be able to have you go through this day and know that the Lord has your back. And we do too. We pray for you. But we love doing that. You're our friends, and we want the Lord to be fully functioning in your life and fully functioning in our lives. And, you know, if you ever want to write us, you can write Harold at HaroldHerring.com. And we also have our ministry office, of course, in Fort Worth, Texas, P.O. Box 900,000, 9 with 50 behind it. Fort Worth, Texas, 76161. So, point being, we are prepared to go out and do his work today. And then we get to come into the weekend, but we'll be with you on the weekend, too. So get wisdom, move from where you are to where God wants you to be, and most assuredly, we can tell you, it's not in your comfort zone.
And when you prepare for your destiny with the Word of God, amazing things are going to happen.
That's it.
2 Timothy 3:17. 2 Timothey 3:17, an easy-to-read translation. Using the Scriptures, those who serve God will be prepared and will have everything they need for every good work.
That's right. Renewed.
Big surprise. Seven words sum up the beautifully and powerful Word of God. Those seven words, read your Bible, do what it says.
Amen.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.